Let me say good morning, ladies and gentlemen. It is now 11 a.m. and time to begin the annual and special meeting of shareholders of Brookfield Residential Properties Incorporated. My name is Robert Stelzel, and as Chair of the Corporation, it is my pleasure to chair today's meeting. On behalf of the board and my colleagues, I would like to extend a warm welcome to everyone here today, including those joining us through our webcast. I will now call the meeting to order and would ask CIBC Mellon Trust Company, by its representative, Tony Tacogna, to act as scrutineer. I will also ask Shane Pearson, our Senior Vice President and Corporate Counsel, to act as secretary of today's meeting. It is now my pleasure to introduce Alan Norris, our President and CEO, seated to my immediate right, and Craig Laurie, seated next to Alan, our Executive Vice President and Chief Financial Officer, who will be participating in today's meeting. As outlined in the management information circular, there are four items of business to be considered this morning. First, to receive the company's annual report to shareholders, including the consolidated financial statements of the company for the fiscal year ended December 31st, 2011, and the external auditor's report thereon. Second, to elect the company's directors. Third, to appoint the company's external auditor and authorize the directors to set its remuneration. And lastly, to consider a resolution approving a management share option plan and ratifying the grant of certain options made under that plan. In order to expedite this formal part of today's meeting, I have asked certain shareholders to move, and in some cases, second various resolutions. Although this procedure will assist in the handling of the formal matters, it is not intended to discourage any shareholder from speaking in reference to any resolution after it has been proposed and seconded. I am advised that the notice calling this meeting and the management information circular were sent to voting shareholders in accordance with all applicable requirements. I have asked Shane Pearson to keep a copy of the notice and proof of mailing with the minutes of this meeting. Based upon the scrutineer's preliminary report on attendance, the secretary has confirmed that there is a quorum present. I therefore declare the meeting properly constituted for the transaction of the business for which it has been called. Turning to the first item of business, I will now table the company's 2011 annual report to shareholders, which includes the 2011 consolidated financial statements together with the external auditor's report. Copies of our annual report have been mailed to our shareholders who so requested and are also available here today. The second item of business at our meeting today is the election of the company's directors. The eight proposed nominees for election by holders of the company's common shares are Bruce Lehman, Tricia Newsom, Alan Norris, Alan Olson, Timothy Price, David Sherman, Michael Young, and myself, Robert Stelzel. Additional information on the director nominees is set out in our management information circular, which was mailed to shareholders along with the notice of this meeting. The meeting is now open to receive nominations for the election of the proposed directors. Thank you, Adrian. Are there any further nominations? If not, I declare the nominations closed. Will someone now please move a resolution for the appointment of the nominated directors? Thank you, Trent. May I have a seconder, please? Thank you, Peter. As management holds proxies to withhold votes for a minimal number of shares relating to this motion, I propose to conduct the vote on this motion by a show of hands, unless someone who is entitled to vote requires a vote by ballot. Would anyone like a ballot? If not, I will now call for the vote on the motion by a show of hands. All those in favor? Opposed? I declare the motion carried and declare that those eight nominated directors have been duly elected to serve as directors of the company until the end of the next annual meeting of shareholders. Ladies and gentlemen, our directors are with us here today, and I hope you will have an opportunity to meet and talk with them after the meeting. The third item of formal business today is the appointment of the corporation's external auditor and authorizing the directors to set its remuneration. As stated in the Management Information Circular, the Audit Committee of your board has recommended to the shareholders that Deloitte & Touche LLP be reappointed as the company's external auditor. Someone now please move a resolution for the appointment of the external auditor. Thank you, Peter. May I have a seconder, please? Thank you, Adrian. Adoption of this motion requires the favorable vote of a majority of the votes cast at the meeting by the holders of the company's common shares. Management has received proxies representing approximately 91% of the company's common shares. These proxies direct me to vote over 91% of the common shares in favor of the resolution. As management holds proxies to withhold votes for a minimal number of shares relating to this motion, I propose to conduct the vote on this motion by a show of hands, unless someone who is entitled to vote requires a vote by ballot. Would anyone like a ballot? Not. I will now call for the vote on the motion by a show of hands. All those in favor? Withhold? I declare the motion carried. Turning to the last item of business today, this meeting constitutes a special meeting since shareholders are being asked to consider a resolution to approve a management share option plan and to ratify the grant of certain options made under the plan, all as more particularly described in the company's Management Information Circular dated March 30, 2012, which was sent to the shareholders. Management Share Option Plan is a compensation arrangement created for certain officers and employees of the corporation. It is now in order for someone to move this resolution. Thank you, Adrian. May I have a seconder, please? Thank you, Trent. Adoption of this motion requires the favorable vote of a majority of the votes cast at the meeting by the holders of the company's common shares. Management has received proxies representing approximately 90% of the company's common shares. These proxies direct me to vote over 81% of the common shares in favor of the resolution. As management holds proxies to vote a minimal number of shares against this motion, I propose to conduct the vote on this motion by a show of hands, unless someone who is entitled to vote requires a vote by ballot. Would anyone like a ballot? If not, I will now call for the vote on the motion by a show of hands. All those in favor? Against? I declare the motion carried. Ladies and gentlemen, that concludes the formal part of today's meeting. I will now turn the meeting over to Alan Norris and Craig Laurie for the company's management presentation. At the end of the management presentation, we will welcome questions or comments from any of you. Please note that in responding to questions and in talking about our new initiatives and our financial and operating performance, we may make forward-looking statements. These statements are subject to known and unknown risks, and actual future results may differ materially from such forward-looking statements. Further information on known risk factors and assumptions, I would encourage you to review our management's discussion and analysis in our annual report and our annual information form, both of which are available on our website. Alan?
Thanks, Bob. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. As the meeting is being webcast, I'll offer some remarks on each of the slides during the presentation and be available to answer any questions from any shareholders in attendance. Uh, Basically, we're now 13 months since the merger, which created Brookfield Residential. We're the sixth largest publicly traded land and housing company by assets in North America, with operations in 10 markets. We offer geographic diversity with a great franchise in Canada and are very well positioned in the U.S. For the recovery. In other words, we have great optionality. I will not go through each of the slides specifically, but again, as I say, as we're being webcast, I just thought I'd offer some comments on the slides as we go through. This slide really just illustrates the lots that we have controlled in each of the regions within the ten market areas where we do business. Picture of one of our projects in Denver, Solterra. Our operating philosophy, I will not go through each point on the slide at this point, but in essence, we as a company take a long-term view of our business and look to create value at each stage of the land and housing process. We're predominantly a land development company with housing operations that help monetize and also help price our land effectively when dealing with third-party home builders. Many others who are in this space are home builders first and will need to source lot supply as markets recover. We have an inherent land source and land supply available to us and to others. This just is an illustration actually of a project we have in Calgary called Seton. It's a 300-acre mixed-use project which is anchored by a hospital and will have about 1.5 million square feet of suburban office, 1 million feet of retail, as well as many institutional uses, and probably 2,000 to 3,000 multifamily units as well. So it's a wonderful project which is anchored around by about four other communities that we own in the southeast of Calgary, just to give some indication of some of the projects going forward. From a Brookfield Residential Advantage perspective, our North American profile gives investors the benefit of the strong, profitable Canadian franchise. We've been in business over 50 years and great land positioning in the U.S. that will allow us to participate fully in the recovery that we see coming down the pipe. We're starting to see some light coming through from a U.S. perspective at this point. Many of the national home builders are seeing some progress and increased traffic and increased backlog. We are also seeing similar indicators, so which is positive. It's not there yet, but we're seeing some good indicators. In addition, we've got the combination of our local management teams and our position within the Brookfield Asset Management Group gives us great visibility for opportunities on a go-forward basis. So we do see a lot of transactions and opportunities are presented to us. This gives us one of our development sites in Calgary. The Rocky Mountains in the background. From a long-term fundamental perspective, we think we're well-positioned as a company. We think going forward, the lack of infrastructure financing, environmental issues, regulatory environment, and increased demand is going to constrain supply on a go-forward basis. At this point in time, we're only, in the U.S., we're only generating 500,000-600,000 units a year. The underlying demand should be somewhere north of 1 million units. Yes, we're sopping up the old supply, but we do believe that on a go-forward basis, there will be some constraints in the marketplace, which will create some constraints and allow us to take advantage of that. Our land positioning and the ongoing barriers to entry will allow us to take advantage of that going forward. The U.S. national home builders tend to be going on a land-light model. They are trying to limit the amount of land they put on their balance sheets, and they have to source lots on an ongoing basis. We believe that we're a very good source of supply for many of those national home builders versus some of the small one-time developers who will be constrained from a capital perspective. And so we think we have the ability to help service that as well as for our own home building operations as well. Another point with respect to which I've also shown in our letter to shareholders, which has just gone out across the web and will be the subject of our conference call tomorrow, we are very different than the other companies in this space, in the land and housing space, because of our land-heavy model versus being pure on the home building side. We have updated our corporate profile to try and give investors and shareholders much more clarity with respect to how to look at our company and how to try and value it. But at the end of the day, our basic premise is that we have a very strong Canadian franchise. We also have about 50,000 lots available in the United States that will appreciate in value in a recovery situation. Many of the home builders who are out there, as they have to replenish lot supply, they will merely participate in the U.S. recovery through volume as opposed to through land appreciation, because many of them have already taken their land off their books or exited the land space. So we think we've got a niche opportunity which allows us to participate fully in a recovering market. Just recently, our first quarter numbers, the press release was just issued about half an hour ago, releasing our Q1 numbers. I'll give a brief overview, but there will be more on our conference call tomorrow at 1 o'clock Eastern. Operationally, we're better than Q1 this year versus last year on an apples-to-apples basis by roughly $13 million. The details will be explained in the press release. Unit counts are comparable, but the backlog is much higher that we're sitting with at the end of March than we have previously due to increased traffic and increased sales. We believe we're on track to improve upon the normalized income of last year due to more communities, more commercial parcel sales, and higher housing occupancies. So we will go into more detail on that tomorrow during our conference call, which will be, as I say, at 1 o'clock Eastern. And I encourage everybody to join in for that as well. But in conclusion, ladies and gentlemen, we believe we have a first-rate company that today is only firing on 3 cylinders out of 10. In other words, our 3 Canadian markets are working. The 7 U.S. markets have yet to get to that point because of the state of the U.S. housing market. We, as I said earlier, we're seeing some light there. And once we get to all 10 of our markets operating, watch out. We are will be a company to contend with. So thank you very much indeed, and I'll open it up for any questions. Thank you. Pass it back to you, Bob.
Thank you, Alan. If, ladies and gentlemen, if there are no further questions or comments, I would like to thank you for your participation this morning. That brings us to the end of today's meeting, unless there is any other business. There is no other business. I declare the meeting terminated. Thank you very much.